Unit 21. Bimhaya kavur lishtiya besukkah. If a person was sitting down for the purpose of drinking in the sukkah, v'nimlech le'echol, and he changes his mind to then eat, af al pi shelo haya tzarich levarech le'esha besukkah al hashtiya, levishe birchas ha'achila shelefaneh patarta, even though for the drinking he did not require le'esha besukkah because it was covered by the bracha which he said on the eating which happened earlier, nonetheless, he needs to make a new leisha basuka for this latter eating that he is doing. Because this latter eating is not considered secondary to the former eating, but rather it is equally considered important for itself. When is this required? This is only if he went out of the sukkah between the end of his first eating and the beginning of his latter eating. And he stayed outside of the sukkah and did not return immediately until after 1 or 2 hours. Even if he did come back immediately, but when he went out of the sukkah, his intention was to remain for a long duration outside of the sukkah, and not to return immediately. Because in these cases, the bracha that he made on the first eating does not cover the eating that he did on the subsequent eating, because there was an interruption of him leaving the sukkah, having decided in his mind that he was not going to return immediately. If, however, there was not an interruption with an absolute exit from the sukkah, with the intention not to return immediately, he would not be required to make a new bracha on the subsequent eating, provided that he didn't remain outside of the sukkah for a long duration. Even if he were to remain all 7 days in the sukkah, if he did not go out for an absolute departure from the sukkah, without having with the intention of not returning immediately, he would only be required to make one bracha of leisha sukkah when he first entered the sukkah, and this would cover him throughout the 7 days. Again, all of this applies only if he is returning to the same sukkah where he made the first eating and therefore made the bracha there. If he goes into a different sukkah, even if it's in the same courtyard, close to the sukkah that he made the bracha in on his first eating, when he wants to now eat in this new sukkah, if it's a food that one is not allowed to eat outside of the sukkah, he needs to make a new bracha leisha basukkah, even if it's done in a way that he would not be required to make a bracha over the food itself for this eating. Kagoin, for example, if he's in the middle of his meal, that he ate in the meal, that he ate in the sukkah where he first made the bracha, and he interrupts his meal, and he goes to a new sukkah. So here he does not require a new bracha over the food, but nonetheless, he needs to make a new bracha leisha basukkah. Even if he does not want to eat in this sukkah, the new sukkah, but he nearly goes in to sleep or to take leisure, he needs to make a leisha basukkah in the new sukkah, because even though normally sleeping and leisure activity is considered subject and covered by one's bracha on the eating, nonetheless, that is only if it's in the same sukkah. But if it's in a different sukkah, it is not covered by the bracha that he made in his first sukkah. But if he merely went into the new sukkah to eat those types of foods which do not require to be eaten in the sukkah, so then he does not need to make a bracha leisha basukkah for this eating. If a person wants to, in the new sukkah, fix himself for the purpose of drinking wine, or any other beverage, which is the way to make a fixed setting for drinking them, technically he is required to make a bracha. Because this type of drinking is not permitted to be done outside of the sukkah. Nonetheless, since there are those who doubt the necessity of a bracha in such a case, therefore a person should not fix himself for the purpose of drinking unless it is in a sukkah which he has already eaten that day, and in a way that he has made a bracha leisha basukkah already, which can then cover his drinking. If a person forgot to make the bracha leisha basukkah until he had finished his meal, he is able to make the bracha after having finished his meal. Even though the bracha over a mitzvah must be said before the mitzvah is performed, the sitting that he's doing in the sukkah after his meal is also considered part of the mitzvah of dwelling in the sukkah. And therefore his bracha is considered as being before the performance of the mitzvah. Ein kitzvah l'sudas shel sukkah. There is no limit to the number of meals that one may have or should have in the sukkah. If a person wants, he may eat in the sukkah. And if he wants, he may eat those foods which is permissible to eat outside the sukkah. Because the mitzvah is not an obligatory one, but rather, if he wants to eat, he should not eat outside of the sukkah. But when does this apply? Only during Chol HaMoed. But on the days of Yom Tov, and the meals of Yom Tov and of Shabbos, where he is required to eat at least the volume of an egg of bread, then he is obligated to eat these meals in the sukkah. And only if it is raining is he permitted to go inside of his house instead. But medvar mamurim, when is this? Milayla rishena shochag ve'elach. When may he go inside? This is only from the first night and onwards. Av milayla rishena shochag, dahinu lel tesvav b'tishrei. But on the first night of Sukkot, which is the 15th of Tishrei, tzarech leechol b'soicha sukkah afilu b'shas hageshem. He is obligated to eat in the sukkah even if it is raining. Va'af apishu mitzdar machmas hageshem, even though he is suffering on account of the rain. V'chol ha-mitzdar potu min ha-sukkah, and generally a person who is suffering is exempt from eating in the sukkah. Mikol makam, nonetheless, b'layla rishayna chayv leechol b'suda, he is obligated on the first night to eat in the sukkah. L'vishanu l'meidin b'gzeira shava, we learn a gzeira shava, mechaga matzois, from the Yom Tov of Pesach. Nemar kan, it says, b'chaga sukkos b'chamisha asr l'chodesh, concerning sukkos, it says the 15th of the month. V'nemar l'halon b'chaga matzois b'chamisha asr l'chodesh. And concerning Pesach, it says the 15th of the month. Ma tesvav yoim ha'omer lahalan laila harishayna choiva le'echol k'zayis matzah. So therefore, just as the first time, the 15th of the month, which is a reference to Pesach, on the first night, a person is obligated to eat a k'zayis of matzah. K'meshi yizbar b'simen tafayin hei. So too, the 15th of the month mentioned here with regards to Tishrei, i.e. the first night of Sukkot, he is also obligated to eat, and this is an eating which must be done in the sukkah. And he fulfills this obligation by eating a kazayis inside the sukkah. Just as with matzah, one is only obligated to eat a kazayis. Nonetheless, he needs to eat additional bread in the house. Because in any of the Yom Tov meals, a person is obligated to eat the equivalent of more than an egg volume of bread. But in the sukkah on the first night, where one is obligated to eat in the sukkah even if it is raining, so he's only obligated to eat a kazayis because it is the same as matzah, from where we learn this requirement. Even when it is not raining, if a person wants to eat a kazais in the sukkah on the first night, and then go inside and eat exactly the volume of an egg or less, which is an amount which is not obligated to be eaten in the sukkah, harushus biyado, he may do so. El shamach milecho kol asuda b'soich ha-sukkah, shaloi b'shas ha-geshem, harizem meshubach, k'moshin isbar l'mayla. If a person wants to eat the entire meal inside the sukkah when it's not raining, so this, of course, is preferable and praiseworthy.